This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
Something going on today, Jay?
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
His body is ready.
I feel like I'm just vibrating.
And you look like you're vibrating. I mean, you are. Your anticipation for the NFL draft is unmatched.
I am beyond stoked, excited, every single adjective you could ever use.
Well, we got draft predictions on the show today. We're going to walk through the fantasy-relevant players that we've been talking about for months that everybody is excited to see land on that perfect roster and have that perfect rookie season for your perfect dynasty team.
Perfect.
And so we'll make our predictions on the show today, and we'll talk through it all, and it'll be a ton of fun. Welcome in, one and all. Mike Wright, Jason Moore, Andy Holloway, the Fantasy Footballers, Thursday, April 25th. It is draft day. I know many of you, Jason, did you fulfill your yearly commitment to Kevin Costner?
Yes. It's got to be a once a year. I want all my draft picks. I want them back, all of them.
You want them back?
Yes.
That's my favorite quote from the movie is when he goes, I want my picks back, all of them, because I am going to use that someday when I actually need my dynasty picks.
And to be clear, this great cinematic masterpiece.
Oh, stop.
Is
no stop
extremely accurate to the
what
NFL
actually happens
and what happens and the value of picks. Like, it's pretty much a documentary. So
it's not just your tradition. I know many people that watch that Best Picture nominee the day before the draft, and so
only a nom, huh? It's shocking.
Golden Globe winner, though,
makes sense.
A Razzie winner.
Mike is not a big fan.
Because no one's a big fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan because listen. You're a fan because it's about football. It's about the NFL draft.
I do.
That's
genuinely
enough. That's enough for me.
I do genuinely enjoy watching it. I really, really enjoy watching it. It is objectively terrible. I get that. But sometimes you like just bad stuff.
Yeah, but we can't cannot encourage this.
Draft day two?
We can
oh.
We all deserve better.
Kevin. Mr. Costner, get on the line.
The five-minute clip of Monty from Arizona, the GM, doing his trades from last year. I'll watch that, whatever the run length of draft day, I'll watch that clip that many times in a row before I'm watching draft day. There's better content out there. They can give it to us.
What the real Monty Austin Fort draft day video didn't have was what Kevin Costner did, which was to leverage the fact that he had checked all of the blogs out on the internet and that the general manager for the Seattle Seahawks was getting, you know, lambasted in the media.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just, we'll move on.
Thank
you. All right, ultimatedraftkit.com. We've got Ultimate Draft Week happening right now, which means an exclusive giveaway. The headline there, if you pick up the Ultimate Draft Kit, before Sunday, you'll get a chance to win a listener league spot. We're going to give away a signed Justin Jefferson jersey, signed Travis Etienne jersey. And all you have to do to enter is be one of the people that have pre-ordered the UDK at ultimatedraftkit.com by Sunday.
It's great. I have one note. It is by Sunday, not before. By Sunday.
Okay.
Is that B-U-Y, Sunday? Just by Sunday.
No, we're saying Sunday is eligible.
People that, pre-order on Sunday will be part of it.
Yes.
Got it.
And in addition to that, if you have the UDK Plus, that's going to have the Dynasty Pass built in, which will have all of our rookie rankings, all of our rookie profiles, production profiles. People were talking about today, and we're going to update that as soon as we can after the draft to make sure that the draft order is ready. All that stuff is live now, even though you're at pre-order pricing. So you can get either version at ultimatedraftkit.com. Come and get a chance to play with us in the Listener League and win a Justin Jefferson jersey and win a Travis Etienne signed jersey.
All right, news time.
News and notes from around the league.
The Lions have signed Amon-Ra St. Brown to a monstrous deal. 4 years, more than $120 million, $77 million guaranteed.
Get paid.
Making him the highest paid wide receiver in the league.
Mike's number two fantasy wide receiver so far as of this moment. He deserves it. He was awesome. He's consistent. He's unstoppable. He is essentially the new Michael Thomas, I feel like.
Oh! Oh, there he is. Caught me off guard.
I hope it doesn't go the direction that Michael Thomas went.
No.
So
stay
quickly.
Healthy, Amon-Ra. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, just looking at that number going, okay. That's a little tasty. Justin, how much guaranteed money is Jefferson going to get?
Oh, man.
90-plus?
Percent of NFL revenue? Yes.
That'll be interesting. CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson just sitting out there waiting for the checks, which will come. Zach Wilson, Mike, what were your thoughts on?
Hey, I mean, we had there's this... just some news now. There's just there's
sometimes there's... we've gotten lucky on the show and news doesn't break right after we record, and many times it's worked out that way. Tuesday was not one of those times.
And it doesn't matter.
Zach Wilson to the Broncos.
Yeah, he got traded.
Another offseason of Wilson quarterback play heading to Denver. The NFL's
the ultimate smokescreen. This is NFL. We already made our move. We've got our quarterback. We are not trading up for another quarterback.
I had not thought about it like that, but that is...
Don't worry about
that's 5D chess.
Broncos are set. We're good.
Kirk Cousins and Saquon Barkley, those offseason signings being investigated for tampering, discipline. They said that they weren't going to figure out the discipline before this upcoming draft, which means that the implications for lost draft picks could go into next year and future years.
My hope is that what they meant was they will not have the discipline before the start of the NFL draft. They will have the discipline mid-draft. That'd be awesome.
It's like, oh, the Falcons are on the clock.
Psych! That pick no longer exists. That would be some super flex in Goodell.
I mean, look. You want to increase ratings on the NFL, on the draft?
Oh yeah.
You have this. There's a wild card. The mayhem drop hits. Fantasy footballer style.
If the pick literally dissolved like Back to the Future, and in its place it was like, you know, Kirk Cousins' picture,
or like literally as the Goodell's walking up, they're like, the pick is in. Nope.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The pick has been traded to the NFL.
But they're like, just so you know, the Atlanta Falcons were going to draft this player.
Here's a Falcon that needs to be talked about.
No!
Yes! Yes! I win! It is a 3-year running long bet. That's the party music for me.
Go ahead and tell them the news.
Matt Ryan has officially retired, and August 12th of 2021, Mike and I made a bet about who would play longer, Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan. And I'm telling you, what a wild ride. There were 7 or 8 lead changes in that seemed like it was a done deal in the other direction. But
Carson Wentz
is under contract.
Okay. He's under contract?
He is under contract, and he played more
recently. I was going to ask you if he retired like tomorrow, if that would count as a tie.
Nope, because he already played.
He's the Rams backup.
Rams.
And only on this show would this news be part of the news. But former wide receiver Devin Funchess has signed a 1-year deal with the Caribbean Storm of the Basketball League of Colombia. Congratulations, Devin. Yes. Scrumptious. First NFL player to land a pro hoop contract after he was part of the league.
I genuinely don't think he gets this deal done, if not for the Fantasy Footballers nickname. We really built him up with Devin S. Scrumptious in that drop. So congratulations. Get paid. Play that ball.
It's our fault.
It's our credit.
Okay. Any other news, Mike, that you've got for us? You got anything that you're browsing? Any trades happening?
I have not seen anything recently.
It's worth noting that we're recording this show later Wednesday, so yep. If news breaks, which it probably won't, I think most of the leverage situations at this point...
There's just no news.
Okay. You're setting it up. Yeah, good.
The only trade that I think that could happen before the draft starts that would affect our picks and we would know enough to actually change destinations on today's show would be if the Patriots traded back beforehand at the three spot. Monty Onsifor at the four spot has already kind of established that he won't trade the pick until they're on the clock and they know who's ahead of them.
There's a lot of leverage there when you know the player that a team wants to come up and get is there. And right now there's question marks. We're going to go into our draft predictions, but there's, you know, we know who number one is. But beyond that, like, there's question marks on which quarterback's going and who has, you know, fallen in love with Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy. So if we don't have any other news, we're going to jump right in. You guys ready for this?
Let's go.
I want to play a game.
All right. By the way, I encourage everybody to join us immediately following round one on NFL Plus tonight. We will have the Fantasy Footballers Draft Special featuring instant reactions to all the first round picks, our thoughts, the way that, you know, is it a good fit? Are these teams and these players the right match? What surprises happened through the draft? Inevitably, what wide receiver went significantly later than we expected them to go or significantly higher?
And it will be exclusive on NFL Plus, so yep. It won't be aired anywhere else. It won't be on our YouTube channel. So if you want to check it out, join us then. We'll be there live.
I would say it will be – it's going to be fun, entertaining, informative, and cathartic. Like, something is going to happen in the first round that makes you sad for your dynasty team, or something's going to happen that makes you ecstatic for your dynasty team. We're going to have all those feelings with you.
I know. The it wasn't manufactured, but it was built upon as the time rolled through this Adonai Mitchell v. Troy Franklin situation that Andy and I have, where he's much lower on Troy Franklin. I'm very high on Troy Franklin. He's much higher on Adonai Mitchell. I'm very low on Adonai Mitchell. We are genuinely, completely and utterly rooting as hard as we can for the demise of not the players, but of each other, just in those two. So when I'm watching the first
round,
that's
a little collateral damage, you know, just this kid who's trying to live his dream, Jay.
Look, it's about,
and you want him to fail.
It's about dunking on Andy. That's all this is. And I want to do it, and he wants to dunk on me. So the nice thing is, more than likely, someone's getting a boom shakalaka.
Yeah, that's a dunk.
That's a dunk.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a
dunk.
NBA Jam. Yeah.
The mock drafts are flowing.
Boom shakalaka.
Thank you.
And we'll get into our predictions. There's a lot of players we're going to talk through, where we think they're going. Some we agree, some we don't agree. And then, of course, last year you guys tied with the most correct predictions.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. We won, Mike. Yeah. A win is a win.
And you know what's crazy is you guys tied with the same amount,
uh-huh.
And I was just one behind.
That's true.
I was one behind.
That's true.
Oh, a loss is a loss.
Yeah, we doubled you up. We doubled you up, sucker.
And to be clear, we all had Bryce Young.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, that's one.
The NFL draft be cray.
All right. Let's start at the quarterback position. This is our layup. Caleb Williams, currently minus 20,000 to go number one. I have him going two, of course, the 49ers.
Yeah, it's via trade-up.
No, Bears, right?
Yeah.
We're in agreement.
We're all Bears. Move on. We'll talk about him for his career.
Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about Jaden Daniels. And he is the favorite, betting-wise, to be the number two pick. That is certainly not everything. And it's worth remembering, at this time last year, within the week leading up to the draft, not only was it put out there that somehow the Texans didn't like C.J. Stroud, but Will Levis was suddenly everybody's favorite.
When we recorded this show last year, Will Levis was plus 150 on the sports books, the money lines, plus 150 to be the number two overall pick.
Bananarama!
Thank you. And he, just as a reminder, went in the number two round of the NFL draft.
So Jaden Daniels, let's go. Who do you have him going to?
Mike and I think, are in agreement here. He is the number two pick, goes to the Manders. That's kind of been, if you watch what the coaches have said, what they value, what they're seeking after, it really does seem to line up with Jaden Daniels. I don't think anyone really knows the answer. There doesn't seem to be any insider coming out saying that we're sure that this is going to happen. You've got the infamous, crazy Topgolf meeting of the last week where they brought like a dozen prospects all together. All the quarterbacks were there, and you had Drake May talk about how it was one of his favorite meetings, and then apparently the agent of Jaden Daniels said they didn't like it, so I don't know, but I think he goes to the Manders. Jaden Daniels at two.
Yep. So we've got Jaden Daniels and Drake May flipped. I have Jaden Daniels going three to the Patriots. You guys have Drake May going three to the Patriots.
I do.
And then I have Drake May going two to the Commanders. I think they go the Drake May route. And so this will be a point of differentiation between the three of us.
It will. And I have Drake May at three to the Patriots, but I don't know. I think that this might be where everyone's mock draft explodes.
As in the
trade or May dropping?
Yes. As in the Patriots trade out of the pick, let someone else spend way up for the project that is Drake May, or they just even go a different direction. Take Marvin here.
Interesting. Yeah, I think the odds of four quarterbacks are still pretty good to top the draft.
We'll see.
So we've got Jaden Daniels and Drake May flipped, you two and myself. Moving on to another quarterback prospect. This is where a trade is very likely. But J.J. McCarthy, I have him going to the Vikings either via trade or just at 11.
Yeah, that can, yeah.
McCarthy is very, very interesting. He seems to profile as a little bit. There are some similarities with Will Levis, not in play style or player, but in the situation, the kind of using this as fodder to heat up the quarterback market. Every single year, there is someone that is kind of super hyped because we went into this draft cycle when it first started. And the season of the NFL was over, and it was like, let's look towards rookies, as J.J. McCarthy might be a first-rounder. Like, he was a presumed second-rounder, and it's like, I think he's going to sneak in to the first round all the way to, like, he's got a chance to be taken at number two. And so those guys usually fall, but I will say, I've got him going to the Vikings, like you, Andy. The Vikings have to leave this draft with a quarterback. Like, I can't imagine a world where they're not paying to get some quarterback. So I – because they could trade, there's rumors of them trading to the three for Drake May, to the four for McCarthy, to five, to eight. There's so many spots they could trade to and grab McCarthy. I think the most likely destination is McCarthy to the Vikings.
Let me throw one thing in real quick. I think the comp isn't Will Levis. I think the comp is Mac Jones. I think that's the one where Mac Jones was rumored to be a potential target at what was it, three, for where Trey Lance ends up going. They trade up. They take Trey Lance. They don't take Mac Jones. Jones goes 15 to the Patriots. That's why I think he could go at 11 and just sit there. But there's going to be so many opportunities, and teams have come out and been pretty overt in their desire for a quarterback, like the Raiders, the Giants, and the Broncos, and the Vikings. And because of that competitive environment, I won't be shocked if it's not Arizona at four, Chargers at five, Giants – you know, obviously could take him at six or move up one spot to guarantee another team doesn't move up. So you and I, Jason, we have McCarthy, by whatever measure, ending up with the Vikings. Mike?
I got him going to the Giants, of either living the Jason's dream of the Arizona Cardinals trade back a few spots, then trade back up to the Chargers to get Marvin Harrison, or he just falls to number six. And I mean, if I'm one of these teams, especially if I need, like on the surface, I need a quarterback, I am overloading everybody with, yeah, oh, of course we're going to get one of these quarterbacks. That is like the best possible outcome if you aren't really planning on drafting one of these quarterbacks is someone else doing it. Just like in fantasy football.
Uh-huh.
When people draft quarterbacks in front of you that you weren't targeting, you're rubbing your hands. Like, this is fantastic. This is the best thing that could have happened.
All right, so McCarthy to the Giants for Mike. We both have the Vikings, Jason. Two more quarterbacks we will make draft predictions for. I think these are players that, you know, you're going to learn pretty quickly how the league views them or whether one team has fallen in love with them. Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington, Bo Nix out of Oregon. It looks like we all have a prediction for Michael Penix Jr. of the Raiders. Now, yep. I threw him in at 70, the Raiders' 77th pick. Jason thought maybe the 44th. I don't know which one you thought, Mike.
I have just not in the first.
So okay. I believe he is now, last I saw, was like minus 200 to be selected in the first round.
Yeah, people are falling in love.
People are rising on him. I really, really wanted to put him to Seattle. I think it makes so much sense. His former coach is now the OC. You know, his national title reaching coach is the OC for Seattle. He is playing right next to where he was.
Is that what you describe
playing.
A non-winner?
Yeah, I was like, what is the nice verbiage?
A
for
national title reaching?
I mean, they lost,
contending?
But they got there.
Contending?
Contender?
Contending. Yeah, the Reacher? National title contending team.
So bad.
They got to the national title.
There we go.
There you go.
That's great.
And, you know, he was
they
very
were
good.
Reaching. And they couldn't grasp.
Yeah, they weren't tall enough to grab the trophy off the top shelf. But his coach is now the OC for Seattle. He's been playing right there where this team will have watched him a lot.
Dark Horse Seattle.
Dark Horse Seattle, but I the Raiders are the team that's connected with him the most.
Bo Nix, I have going to the Giants. So, Mike, you already said that you thought McCarthy was going to the Giants. Jason and I both have Bo Nix to the Giants.
Yeah, and we kind of see it almost in reverse of Michael Penix, where you've got him going to the Giants in the second round. I've got him going to the Giants in the third round as a faller.
And I have him going to the Denver Broncos at some point in the draft.
Giants.
The Giants. The Giants. Okay.
That T. It's a slippery fella.
Yeah. It's a really important part of the Giants' name.
Deucer's Alley, you enjoying yourselves back there?
Always.
We don't.
I told you, I'm so excited. I'm vibrating.
I can't even pronounce all the letters.
So Mike,
it's so much quicker if you don't say the whole name.
Yeah, I got to go into the Denver Broncos.
All right, Bo Nix to the Broncos. We'll take a break, compose ourselves, come back with some running back draft predictions.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. It's no secret we get deep on football here to the point where, yeah, maybe I might lose track of a few other things, like subscriptions. I mean, do you know how many you've got right now? Probably not. but our sponsor, Rocket Money, can help. I've been a longtime user of Rocket Money. I love it. I get pop-ups all the time checking in on my finances. Things like subscriptions, like, hey, you should probably go through your subscriptions and just make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I go and I check and I review every single time. And sometimes, every once in a while, boom, there's a subscription that I forgot about that I don't use anymore. Thank you, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/footballers. That's rocketmoney.com/footballers. rocketmoney.com/footballers.
All right, we're going to turn the page, make our predictions at the running back spot, and we'll start, I guess, with Trey Benson.
Yeah, you're darn right we will.
So we have three different destinations for Trey Benson. This is when it gets simultaneously extremely fun. You get to root for the destination you want to see happen, and yet very difficult, especially at running back where you don't know who's going to break the seal? What team is going to finally say, we're going to take a running back in this draft? I could see a lot of teams with all of the needs and where the running back draft class is. They could simultaneously, everybody could kind of like, wait, and then you might have them go. But Trey Benson, I think it's the Raiders. I think all the Zamir White ambitions will begin to, the balloon will get popped.
That would be RIP.
Yeah, the balloon will get popped, and I think it's the Raiders at 44.
That would be awesome. If he's a top 50 pick, this is my favorite running back in the class. If he gets the draft capital of a team committing to him like that would be, I would be all in. And because he is my number one pick, personally, even though this is not the odds-on favorite, I have him going to the best spot, the spot that I think will be the first running back drafted in the NFL draft, which is spot 56, second round pick to the Dallas Cowboys.
I got him going 5 overall, baby. No, but to that, the team that has the 5th overall, I'm sending him to the Chargers. I'm calling for the absolute chaos of opinions where I talked about this on the Dynasty podcast this week, but just like what happens in the league if the Chargers don't take Blake Corum and like they take a different running back, Blake Corum's there for them to draft him and they pick someone else. What does that say about it could be something, but it could be something.
It's all about the draft capital that the Chargers actually have and the fact that they're at 37, which is so high in the second round. I don't think that they go, that's why I'm not going, you know, one of the top guys.
Right, which is fine. Because if they want Benson, they either have to take him there or
I don't think just, he makes it to the next.
Just trade back a couple picks because
that's true.
I think he's going in the second.
I will say that, you know, the trade back at from 5 where they are now seems like one of the more likely contenders.
Get him another second round pick or another third. Benson, I got Raiders. Jason has Dallas and Mike with the Chargers. Jonathan Brooks, that's who I have going to Dallas.
Same.
Mike and I are in agreement there.
I think most people are in agreement. That's the most common connection. I believe I saw his line was like 56.5 as his draft spot. So it's like, do you think he goes to 56 or do you not think he goes to 56? It seems very likely. I have a really weird destination here. I was going through.
I don't think it's weird.
Not many teams really have running back needs. A lot of the ones that did signed players this offseason. I'm going to have a team that signed one of these players this offseason draft him. I've got him going to Green Bay in the second round. They have a later second round pick. I think he fits the type of players they've utilized. They have always had a committee. AJ Dillon is not good. And they don't know about Josh Jacobs, who's essentially on a 1-year prove it deal. His contract lasts longer, but that's if it doesn't work out. So if he slips to them, I don't think it would be a bad pick for the Packers.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Brooks may be the surprise and go higher than people expected a running back to go. I think Dallas could trade down from their first-round pick and position themselves into first, early second for Brooks. That's my, scenario.
Sure.
Blake Corum, I've got him going to the Chargers at 69.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Does that chalk taste, you losers?
It tastes chalky, but I do think, look, they're the Harbaugh, Greg Roman Chargers, they're just rebuilding.
G-Row, please.
G-Row, thank you. I think they are just rebuilding what has worked for them in the past, so that's why they're bringing over guys from Baltimore. I think they're going to bring in guys from Michigan.
That's why I have them drafting the better running back.
The Trey Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got Blake Corum going to the Ravens. It's another one of those things of, yeah, there's not a ton of killer landing spots. This is what the draft does to us. This is why we end up sad or laughing hysterically at other people in the league. But they need somebody. Yeah, they got the king there, but they need some depth on there, and I think you can get Blake Corum, you know, later than not a really expensive pick.
Braylon Allen, the last running back we'll make a prediction for. I have him going to the Buccaneers at pick 89.
How would you feel about that for Rashad White?
Not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think they'd love to have a committee there. I still think Rashad White would be a great fantasy asset because he's going to do so much work in the passing game. I think they're willing to go in on a running back third, fourth round. You know, if it's Allen later, beyond the third, probably feel less intimidated. But I'm going to go Tampa with Braylon Allen.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills, who with their actions have said repeatedly, we want the beef in here. We don't want James Cook to be our goal line running back. We'd rather have Latavius Murray. We'd rather take a failed flyer on Leonard Fournette. They want a thick boy in there, and I got Braylon Allen going there.
I actually think that's a really I hadn't seen that pick, and I haven't really heard this connection, but I think that's brilliant. They do want bigger back, and they have looked at investing. You know, they were in the Christian McCaffrey market. They care about the position, so that's interesting. I've got him going to the Raiders. He seems like he's got that kind of mentality, and how's this for a stat? He'll be the first running back ever to play his entire rookie season before turning 21. Guess who can't go to them casinos? Braylon Allen. So come on down to Vegas, grow into your man body where we don't have to worry about a rookie.
Dude,
you
don't hold on. If this guy grows into a man body, NFL is in such trouble.
He's got a man body
already.
He's
going to be 7 foot, 345. No, I'm just saying, you know, they don't have to worry about him.
That's funny.
Getting distracted by the shiny lights of Vegas his rookie season.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. They deny him entry.
Yeah.
Wide receiver time, guys. Oh, boy, let's have some fun. I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, my gosh. We're
10
doing
10 wideouts to be predicted today.
Whew.
So we've got the time. Marvin Harrison, let's make it easy. I think they stay at 4, the Cardinals. Harrison.
I think as a show, we refuse any other way.
If one of us put him somewhere else, you'd be off the show.
Yeah, you walk the plank.
So he's going to be a Cardinal. My hope is that it comes via trade back, trade up, or in the case of the Giants, just trade back and stay, and maybe, you know, you watch Harbaugh grab an offensive tackle. But yes, Marvin Harrison will be a Cardinal, or I will revolt.
Let's get to where we have some difference of opinion. Malik Nabers, I believe he goes to the Giants at 6. Jason, you have the Giants as well. I think most likely Cardinals stick where they're at. The Chargers are the trade candidate. Someone comes up and takes McCarthy, so that temptation's off the board for the Giants, someone being the Vikings, and the Giants end up taking one of the best players in the draft in Malik Nabers.
I went back and forth. I have the draft happening the same way that you see it. And this morning, I just could not decide, do I want it to be Nabers? Do I want it to be Odunze? And it's for the exact same reason, which is the Giants over the last few years, they have drafted, you know, they drafted Wandale Robinson, a smaller slot, speedy guy. They've drafted Jalen Hyatt, a guy that we like that kind of has some similarities. You know, they spent a third rounder. And so it's like, okay, so Malik Nabers is their type. They like these fast guys who maybe had some slot college production. And so that is neighbors. So it's like, okay, that makes sense. Or you can say, well, they've already got some of those guys, so they should draft Odunze. They don't really have that possession mammoth man. And in the end, I went Malik Nabers because I think he is universally seen as the number two wide receiver. He's my number two wide receiver, and they're going to have the chance to take either. So, Malik Nabers, I'm with you, Andy, to the Giants.
And this is the pick where fantasy players with their rookie picks start to weep uncontrollably because I think Malik Nabers goes to the Tennessee Titans. I have the Giants taking McCarthy, and the way that I've been hearing the GM from Tennessee talking about the wide receiver position and blue chip players, I think that they're going to make the splash, and this is where everything goes bad.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's very possible that you have to believe what the general manager has done, and he brought in Tony Pollard, brought in Calvin Ridley by paying him so much money, like equipping Will Levis with a prospect that can be seen in the same likeness of a Ja'Marr Chase. It makes sense.
And it's like, look at this. Yeah, you know, with
and it's unexpected.
It's unexpected, which expect the unexpected. But that wide receiver core.
Oh man, what would you do with Will Levis? You'd have to kind of believe if you're telling me he's got Malik Nabers, Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Pollard out of the backfield. You're going
to
find out.
Yeah.
You're going to find out if he can be an NFL quarterback.
Conquo.
If he can't get it done with those weapons, he can't get it done anywhere.
So moving on to Rome Odunze, I actually think for the reasons Mike said about Tennessee, I think Odunze goes to the Bears, but not at 9. I think they actually move up to secure him and swap picks with the Titans, who are sitting there with the ability to take one of the top wide receivers. I think they do it defensively to protect against the Jets maybe stealing away Rome Odunze. I think the Bears, much like your case for equipping Will Levis, they do that to equip, you know, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, and now DeAndre Swift. You'd have to believe in Caleb Williams as a rookie.
And I have Rome going to the Bears as well. It's if it really happens, the hype for Caleb Williams will be just astronomical. People will be so in and ready for him because I don't know that I've, like, off the top of my head, can you think of a better starting situation for a first overall pick whose team was getting better towards the second half of the year on the defensive side of the football? You fix the offense.
There's like, never been one. It is the number one for a number one overall pick. There's never been a quarterback that's gone into a situation. If they grab Odunze, which is right now the favorite, like they are, Odunze is the favorite for the number 9 pick. That is most mock drafts. You see him there everywhere. This is why I've got the Jets, who are sitting at 10, trading a little flip flop with the Falcons, hopping the Bears to get Odunze. Because I don't think he gets 2-10, and that's who I believe they want.
All right,
Bears, Jets. Let's go to Brian Thomas Jr. This is, by the way, when we went out, all three of us, and built our predictions out, built our mock drafts out, and thought through this for this show. This was done very independently. So you have a couple times when you think you're going to catch somebody by surprise. Uh-huh. Jason and I, we did not catch each other by surprise.
I was so upset because both of us, independently, like you said, we were excited to have this surprise of, like, we think he's going to go to the Colts right in the middle of the draft. The Colts could
pick
use
15.
Him. Yeah. And
Brian Thomas Jr.
You've got Michael Pittman there, a great possession guy. You've got Josh Downs, who's a nice little slot option. And Alec Pierce.
Yeah, he's a deep threat.
He's a deep threat, but he is not ever. He's not going to be the guy. He's not who they hoped he was. He's not Brian Thomas Jr. And if you want to say, hey, Shane Steichen, what do you want on your high-flying Anthony Richardson-led offense? They want a Brian Thomas Jr. If he's there, they are a traits machine. They are always drafting guys who break the combine. And Brian Thomas Jr. broke the combine. So I think it makes sense for the team needs, for how they draft. It would be a great fit for me, and I'm already – all in on Anthony Richardson. That would be awesome.
There has been some kind of later breaking news about medical stuff for Brian Thomas Jr. possibly needing some shoulder work. And so I think that could drop him a bit in the draft. Still, I still have him going in the first round, but I have the Pittsburgh Steelers taking him because I think that he falls a little bit just because of those concerns, and they need somebody.
Okay, so you got the Steelers. That would be pick 20 for you. Since I'm the host of the show and I'm in control of where we go next, I find it very disrespectful that you would put Adonai Mitchell so far down the list of where we're predicting him. And because you just talked about the Steelers, I have the Steelers trading up to 17 to take Adonai Mitchell. So I'm going Adonai Mitchell to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is, you know, they lost Deontay Johnson. They need a kind of a fundamentally explosive complement to George Pickens, who ran, I think, the second most fly routes of anybody in the league. I think Mitchell is a perfect complement to him. So we're turning the page. We're going to Adonai Mitchell right now.
All
right.
That is fair. Adonai Mitchell, I think Schefter just came out and was talking about how he thinks he's going to go really high in the draft, definitely in the top 20 picks. I've got the NFL having more logic than that.
Logic.
I believe. Yeah.
Agreeing
in
with you. You are banishing him.
I am banishing him.
You put him in the second round?
I put him, but really early in the second round. Don't worry, Andy. He's going to the Panthers.
You're condemning him.
I am trying to send him to Siberia. This is what I'm trying to do. Panthers, you're going to love Adonai Mitchell. He's exactly what you need, a big, strong athlete. You know, he dropped. He was supposed to be a first rounder. And now here you go. You left the first round, and everyone's going to be talking about Adonai Mitchell, and that you can have
him. Did it send shivers through your spine when you saw, like, PFF's mock yesterday had Adonai Mitchell ahead of Brian Thomas? Did that hurt you a little bit?
I fully expect Adonai Mitchell to be a first rounder. I really do. When you have the combine he had, I said it right afterwards. I said
you fully don't. You just made him a second round pick.
So in my personal mock draft that I made, that was all of these picks, I had him going to the Chiefs.
You're willing to lose in this competition?
I am willing to lose. I am trying to put it into existence. I came to this show, Doc. I'm like, I can't do that. He's a Panther. I want him to be a Panther. Let's go Panthers.
Okay, Mike, where do you got him?
So I have him going. I have him falling into the second as well.
I'm allowed to shake my head.
Oh, the crowd
people
love it.
The people love it.
Clowns.
I am trying to willing something into existence. So maybe
to willing.
Yeah.
So Andy,
willing
just,
it, brother.
This isn't Ad and I just kind of. He, I don't know. He was the
collateral damage for you in your little mock draft.
But
your little stupid mock draft.
I put him with the Giants, and this what I'm trying to will into existence is teams. If you're going to take a quarterback, take one of these guys. Start the process of equipping with weapons immediately. So I have the Giants figuring out a way to get him in the second round.
It's hard for them to pick him in the second round when he had gone like 15, 20 picks earlier.
That would make it very difficult.
Well, this will be fun. All right. Circling back to Ladd McConkey, we're actually all in agreement on Ladd McConkey. We have them all going to the Buffalo Bills. I have Buffalo having to trade up to do it, though. I think they move up four picks with Dallas to get Ladd McConkey and secure him. But I think we're expecting the Bills to be major players in the wide receiver area.
They should be.
Which will give a little boost of confidence for Josh Allen heading into the season, as well as throwing into question, you know, some of the excitement around maybe Dalton Kincaid or Khalil Shakir that you have right now. But we all have them being players for one of these guys. It might not be McConkey, but we all went that direction.
I love the chaos it will cause for rookie drafts.
Go
ahead.
He's just a perfect fit for their team. I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they face so much zone because they've got such great over-the-top arms. And Ladd McConkey and, you know, someone like Troy Franklin that are just absolute world beaters against zone, fit would be great. So, yeah, we've all got him going to the Bills. I just love it. Get open, sit in that zone, and let Josh Allen laser beam you a ball. He'll be great there.
Troy Franklin, I have him going to the Chiefs with the 32nd pick.
I have him going to the Kansas City Chiefs as well.
Please.
It would be glorious to me if it happened, but Chiefs seem to really favor speed, and they may have a wide receiver
problem. I don't think it's the best situation for Troy Franklin. I actually do not believe that.
I think it would be a wonderful – it was the same argument for Josh Allen. When you've got a guy that is great at zone, he was over 3 yards per out – or targets per out run against zone and against man.
Not that he couldn't succeed there. It's that I think they – this is a team going for a three-peat. I don't think the rookie's going to have a fundamental role this season. That's all. I think maybe long-term you'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, Rushy Rice was a rookie last year that was going for a repeat, and they found a way to get him involved. So
Late in the season.
Sure, but I mean, I would say that Rushy Rice is a hit right now for fantasy and was valuable for fantasy. I think it would be a good spot.
Well, I have him going there. I just don't love him as much for fantasy.
Yeah, the DraftKings Sportsbook line has him only as a 27% chance to go in the first round at all.
Yep.
I think it's obviously far more likely that he leaves the first round, but because of the Troy Franklin, Adonai Mitchell fun we've been having this offseason, I am giving the NFL a ton of credit.
Oh, of course. I agree with you.
That the Rams in the first round, right there, I think they're picked 19. They're just going to take him, baby. Take Troy Franklin as your, just add him to Sean McVay's offense.
All right. It's a bold pick. I think the Chiefs are the only team in play for Troy Franklin in the first round. I think that's why you're sitting at 27%, as the league must see the Chiefs as having about a 1 in 4 chance of taking him there. But Troy Franklin, I know you love him. Moving on to a guy that wasn't in PFF's top 10, Xavier Worthy. Jason, you have him going to the Arizona Cardinals. Would this be
Yeah, I've seen a
second round or what?
Yeah. Second round, they're at the top of the second. Right now he projects to be a late first, early second round player. And I've got him obviously I've got Marvin Harrison going there as well. A lot of bigger, deeper mock drafts have the Cardinals taking multiple wide receivers. They could honestly take like 3 or 4 wide receivers and have those just be their entire wide receiver core. They just don't, Greg Dortch,
Michael Wilson,
they've got spots to fill there.
It reminds me, the Cardinals did that. Who were the two? Hakeem Butler and Andy Isabella were the same draft.
Yeah, whoops.
That worked out well.
That's why you got to take multiple shots, man.
Mike, you've got him going to the Panthers?
I do.
That makes sense. And then I've got the Eagles at 53.
My Panthers, just my logic there is that I think the NFL may still be concerned with size, but then speed comes in. And if I feel like the Panthers might fall into that love of like, we got to get the fastest guy on the field.
All right, quick break. Back with a few more predictions. Keon Coleman, we'll talk about him next. He is at a 19% chance to go in the first round. He would be somebody that it wouldn't surprise me if a team fell in love. It reminds me a little bit of Ayuk surprising us going late first for the 49ers. I have him going to the Panthers in the second round.
Yeah, I do.
We all have the Panthers picking up a wideout.
Yes, there's a couple of teams that really need to add someone, and they've got the draft capital to do it. The Panthers are sitting there at the top of the second, and they could probably take their time to figure out which one of the wide receivers left over. I also think that wide receivers drop. I know that there's been a question of like, well, this is a really good wide receiver class, but I actually think it's like the top three are amazing, absolutely dominant, great wide receivers. Then you've got a couple of guys. But because this next tier is so large, I think teams are going to say in the first round, they're going to go, I can get one of these guys in this tier in the second, maybe even the third on day two. So I think a lot of these guys drop to the second. I've got them going to the Saints about the middle of the second round.
I was lost in thought over here. I have Keon Coleman going to the Manders of, again, the theme of taking a quarterback and then giving him somebody.
And one more name, we'll bring it up. I want you guys to talk about him a little bit more extensively because he's not one of the names that gets brought up in the top 5, 6, 7 wide receivers, but Xavier Leggett, I have him going to the Saints. I do think they add a weapon. They're losing weapons in that offense, so I think the Saints make sense. Jason, the Raiders. Mike, the Patriots. But talk about Xavier Leggett for a second so people know what to expect if he surprises, because we had a couple years ago, it was Wandale, right? Wandale was not talked about nearly at all going into the draft and ends up being a first-round draft pick by the Giants, right?
Second-round draft pick.
But it was a name that people didn't really understand or know about. Leggett might be in that category.
Leggett's got the weirdest profile of any player I've ever scouted in my entire life.
So talk about why.
Especially when you compare that with the film.
Yeah, he is a fifth-year breakout. You heard that right. We don't like a late breakout. A late breakout is like a third-year breakout. When guys break out in their fourth year, it almost never works. This is now they're 22, they're 23 years old playing against, 18-year-olds out there sometimes, and then yeah, they can dominate then. This is a fifth-year breakout. It's not going to work. It never works. However, I'm in. I'm in, baby.
But it
might work for us. The tape, the production, his final year was unbelievably great. He was dominant. He is so athletic. He hit a faster speed, miles per hour, on the field last year than the fastest player in the NFL this last season. He outran Tyreek at top speed. He outran DK Metcalf at top speed. And he is more of that DK Metcalf type of build. He's a giant, super athletic guy that when I watch the film, I loved it. When I look at the production his last year, I loved it. The only thing I don't like is that he spent 4 years doing nothing. And when I say doing nothing, I'm not saying like he only had 700 yards. He only had 500 yards. I don't. You have him?
Yeah. So here's his career. Year one, 80 yards.
Oh, next total year, on the season.
Yeah, 80 receiving yards. We went up to 113 the next year, then back down to 63. Then we skyrocket up to 167.
Skyrocket.
Before a fifth-year breakout, 71 receptions, 1,255 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's wild. Huh? I don't know how.
What?
The player and the human that was in that fifth year, how the coach could not get him involved in even the fourth year?
This is one of those things where it's tough when the profile versus the reality. Like, if he's that good of a player, he's worthy of being picked, and he's worthy of being picked highly. It's also when you indict the coach, it's like it acts like Xavier Leggett was the same player 5 years before. Like, we forget that they are like they work out and then they practice and then they get better at things.
And then find the Cave of Wonders.
I mean, well, Joe Burrow had one season, okay, at the NFL level. At the college level that was an impressive top tier. So, you do figure things out. Some players figure things out. Now, who do you say he ran faster than?
Everybody faster than DK Metcalf.
Even faster than Papa Josh?
Faster than Papa Josh.
Who is?
Now, Papa Josh is way faster than the Falcon. His very late 40s. And
I can't believe you're gassing him up like this.
Mid-40s. Mid.
Very late to mid.
Looks late is mid. I get it.
But Leggett's faster than Papa Josh. We just won a 40-yard dash in our back alley against a 20-something Walmart Borgononi.
Yes. Oh, man.
Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying he's even faster than that.
Brock Bowers, final prediction for today's show. I've got him going to the Jets at 10.
So I've got the Chargers trading back from 5, and the Chargers need pass-catching options, and they need offensive line help. And so I feel like Brock Bowers kind of fills both of those needs. You get a little bit of offensive line work, help in the run game, and a receiving option. Plus, you have the Baltimore Ravens West trying to be reestablished, redeveloped with Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, and Giro. And so get yourself your Mark Andrews. And this is the one and only destination that I will be in on him as a rookie. Otherwise, I will take my normal fantasy football stance.
And then I am I'm going contrarian here with Brock Bowers having a little bit of a fall in the first round. And there's a certain point where once you make it through these picks, assuming no trades, there's just teams just recently invested. And I have the Seattle Seahawks, who I know they recently invested. They gave Noah Fant a bit of a contract extension. But Seattle is a team that they don't care if they just invested in a position, if the best player available is Brock Bowers. So I've got him falling a little bit.
I don't mind it. Tight ends have not done well when they've been picked in the first. They haven't been usually worthy of that draft selection in the NFL. I believe only one tight end since 2015 has re-signed a contract with the team that drafted him in the first round, which is Njoku recently.
All right. Kyle crunched the numbers based on our predictions and the current odds. He handicaps it as you two, once again aligned hand in hand, 34% chance to win. I'm at 32%. So pretty close in terms of you know, where things lie. Obviously, I'll win. So
I will say before you stop, I need to share a fear that Mike.
Yeah. Spiders.
Well, I think that's been widely acknowledged. Also, okay. If you do share that on X, just know you will be muted. I will never see from you again.
He's not joking.
That's not a joke. Even like if we've talked a bunch and we always communicate on X, yeah. You
good
go
friends.
Ahead and share that. You're going to be muted. I will never see from you again. Anyways, but you've been talking about equipping the quarterback you take with the wide receiver.
That's
we've seen
my hope.
It. We've seen it a ton. It is something GMs do. It makes sense. It puts these two guys on a rookie contract together. And we've seen it succeed. And I started to think about, I remember this one time it really did succeed for a franchise that was struggling. And it was a really nice combination of A.J. Green and Dalton.
Sure.
And my fear started to set in of how, because they took A.J. Green first.
Yes.
And then they got the quarterback. And I'm sitting there looking at the Patriots.
The Patriots.
And I'm like, if they grab Bo Nix in the second to pair with Marvin, don't do it, Patriots.
Hi.
Don't do it. Leave me my Marvin.
I don't think they're taking a – I don't think they'll take Marvin. I really don't.
Good.
I don't think there's any chance.
Don't do it. Don't
Mike does. So it'll be interesting to watch. So we're done. Predictions. Draft coming tonight.
Yes, the draft tonight. Remember, right after, and even, you know, probably like 5 minutes while the first round is ending, NFL Plus, we will be live with our initial reactions, our hopes, our dreams, maybe tears.
Yeah, Jason, if you think he's kind of, you know, intense this morning.
Wait till this afternoon.
I will say, the ratings for, if the Patriots take Marv at 3, the ratings for our special, off the charts. everyone will show up to see 3 broken grown men.
I just want to watch them cry live.
Goodness. I don't think I'm willing to accept that as a possibility.
No. Get your NFL Plus ready.
And then Ultimate Draft Week, win a spot in our listener league. Go to ultimatedraftkit.com right now. As this show's closing down, you can check it out. You can learn about the Dynasty Pass and all of the features, tools, resources that we equip you with to help you set the foundation for your fantasy football draft so that you can head towards a championship.
If you win the Justin Jefferson signed jersey as part of that deal, just imagine how much more it'll be worth when he signs his new contract. It's going to be insanity.
Thank you for joining us today. Have a great time tonight, and we'll see you after the draft on NFL Plus.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.